when I came to New York, I was, I don't want to say homeless, but I slept in Central Park. And you went one of my favorite places to visit because it's so famous, but also because it has so many benches.
That was fashion designer Eli Tahari at the United Nations headquarters in September, introducing the new UN tour guide uniforms he designed pro bono. The last time he'd been here, he recalled, was a few years ago, during filming for the Project Runway All-Stars reality TV series. It was then that Mr. Tahari took a UN tour and got his inspiration for the new uniform. Here's Vincenzo Pugliesi, the chief of the UN Guided Tours Unit.
It is traditionally been the case that famous designers approach the UN, get to know the tours and the tour guides, and learn about the history of the uniforms. So we were approached by Eli Tahari a couple of years ago. He took a tour. He got very excited with the tour guides and the fact that he could be one of these contributors, and he put the wheels in motion.
UN headquarters has offered tours to the general public since 1952. The guided tours unit at UN headquarters gets approximately 250,000 visitors per year. The young tour guides, also known as UN ambassadors, conduct tours in the 6 official languages of the UN, as well as in Italian, Portuguese, Japanese, Korean, German, and Hebrew. Helene Hurdle, a former guide and former chief of the guided tours unit, attended the launch, as did many current and former tour guides.
The guides are sort of the face of the UN to the public. So a uniform really plays a role in presenting a very professional image of the UN. This is very elegant. It's elegant, but still, you know, very professional.
The new United Nations Under Secretary General for Global Communications, Alison Smale, thanked Mr. Tahari for his pro bono donation on behalf of the United Nations. We caught up with her just before the launch.
Eli Tahari himself called this a fashion diplomacy. I think this expresses his desire for peace and to be involved in the affairs of the world. So this is an occasion to celebrate the tour guides, who are key to spreading the message of the UN. So we're very happy that Mr. Tahari has decided to give them a new look.
Eli Tahari told us what had inspired his design.
When I was designing the UN uniform, I had the concept of thinking of the woman to look elegant, elevated, but yet with a very classic and sexy shape to it. I wanted them to look professional, but useful.
The launch finale included 2 Tahari models walking the improvised catwalk at UN headquarters, showing off the new uniforms. They were followed by a group of current tour guides who also descended the ceremonial staircase onto the catwalk. Yi Yang was among them.
I feel it's very comfortable. As you know, as a uniform we have to wear it every day, it's very important, comfortable. And also, as you can see, it's very fashionable and very modern. And you also have the emblem of the United Nations, which is very important. So I really like it. Yeah, I would like to wear it and promote to the United Nations every day.
Mr. Tahari said he was proud to have the chance to design the new uniforms and spoke of his hopes for fashion diplomacy.
I think the UN has a lot of important work to do in the world. I think that there are big challenges, and the bigger the challenge, the bigger the blessings. So they have a lot of opportunities to bring light into the dark parts of the world. And I think that fashion is a universal language. So maybe it's through fashion will bring the peace in the world.
Fatima Mendes, United Nations.